Welcome back to Fostering Faith. My name is Tracy Foster. I will be your host of this episode as we are getting ready to start our summer vacation here. And so we are excited. We're going to be bringing Gia back for some episodes this summer if I can catch her in between camps. And basketball is already starting next week, and then she goes into volleyball again. And so raising teenage kids is very time-consuming and expensive and all the things. And so we are trying to keep up with life and struggling through just meeting and going and doing all the things that we feel like we are called to do. And we are sticking with our Fostering Faith podcast too. So we're going to throw this in there this summer as well. And so if you've never been here, this is Fostering Faith. My name is Tracy Foster. I will be your host. And today's episode, we're going to be talking about a whole kind of different vibe. If you've ever felt like you were made for more, like you just didn't quite fit in here, like you're wired a little different than other people around you, then buckle up. Because we're going to be talking about it and going through it all. We're going to be talking identity. Not surface level stuff like Instagram bio, but kind of identity. I'm talking about the heavenly DNA, the divine fingerprints on your life that shape the way that you love, that you live, and walk on this earth. And so we're going to call this episode, Your Heavenly Father's DNA, What is in You? And yes, I'm a nurse practitioner, and yes, we talk about DNA and all the things that are related to health, but let's talk about the DNA that you can't see. Your Heavenly Father. We're talking about and want to explore what really means how being made in the image of God isn't just a poetic verse in Genesis. It's a calling, a charge, a holy reality that should shape how you live every day. So pour that cup of coffee, get comfy, turn me up on the radio while you drive to work or do the dishes or get on the treadmill, because this one's gonna live rent-free in your spirit for a while. And so you got it from your father. Instead of whenever you were little, your mom said, go talk to your father. And so let me start with the question. Have you ever heard someone say, you are your father's daughter, or you act just like your dad? And whether that made you smile or cringe probably depends on your family dynamic, right? But in this episode, we're going to be talking about not your earthly dad, but your heavenly father. Genesis 1:27 says, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And you were made to resemble him. You weren't an accident. You weren't thrown together. You were formed intentionally, wonderfully, and uniquely. And not just to exist, but to reflect the heart and character of God who made you. And what I want you to understand today is what God's spirit lives in you. This nature, his compassion, his patience, his mercy, his wisdom, it's in you. The world will try to label you. You're too much. You're not enough. You're too loud. You're too emotional. You're too soft. You're so intense. But God says, you're mine. You were created to carry his likeness. You don't just kind of resemble your father. You are born in the spirit. The realest kind of DNA is in there. And so now here's the thing. Whenever we start talking about and acting like God, people immediately picture a big rule book and like maybe a nun hitting you across the hands with a ruler or whatever and however you grew up. But that isn't the behavior modification. It's not identifying transformation. You have 2 Corinthians 5:17 that says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone and the new is here. This isn't about pretending to be something that you're not. This is about becoming who you already are. If you've ever seen someone trying really hard to be something they're not, it's exhausting. It's like putting on a mask when you weren't meant to wear it. But whenever you're walking in your identity in Christ, you're not acting. You're simply aligning. You're not working on approval. You're walking in it. You're not performing. You're reflecting. And whenever you're not striving, it's because you're abiding. And what's the difference between religion and relationship? Religion says, do this so God will love you. Relationship says, God already loves you, so let's grow together. And so if you have a heavenly Father and he lives in heaven, and so as we are not of this earth, but we are citizens of heaven, then living like you belong in heaven. Okay, so let's take a little deeper dive. Philippians 3:20 says, but your citizenship is in heaven. Pause. That means that your passport may say the United States, but your eternal identity says Kingdom of God. And so let's think about that. And so as we have mentioned on our episodes before, me and Gia are dual citizens. And so we are citizens of Italy and citizens of the United States. But really, we are triple citizens. And so we are citizens of heaven, first and foremost, United States and Italy. So let that sink in. You are a citizen of heaven. This world is not your home. You are not a product of this culture. You are an ambassador of one another. So that's what does, so what does that mean? What does that mean and how should we live? This means that we don't live down here to culture. We rise up for kingdom character. We don't copy what we see in the world. We imitate our Father. Ephesians 5:1-2 says, be an imitator of God. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love. I love that word, imitator. It's not like a kid copying everything that their parents does. Even ever seen a toddler mimicking or how their dad drinks coffee or their mom smiles or how her mom walks in heels. It's adorable, but it's so powerful. We are created to imitate God in love, in mercy, in grace, and in boldness. Heavenly traits are kind of practical. So let's get into it. Let's go practical. What does it look like to carry your Father's DNA in everyday life? Well, let's do a little inventory checklist because I love me a good checklist. So we have Galatians 5:22-23. It says, give us a list of what grows a life rooted in God. Okay, so if we are going to be byproducts of and we are going to be rooted, we're going to have fruit. And so we have, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That's heavenly DNA in action. So let me break it down for you in real life examples. Love, choosing to forgive even when they don't deserve it. Joy, smiling through the storm because your peace doesn't depend on your surroundings. Peace, staying calm when drama explodes around you. Patience, not losing your mind in the Chick-fil-A drive-thru, or whenever someone gets your orders wrong, or when the waitress brings you something that you didn't order. Kindness, encouraging one another who can't do anything for you. Have you ever helped someone that couldn't do anything back for you? Goodness, doing the right thing when no one sees it. Faithfulness, showing up whenever you said you would. I was talking about that in my class this weekend, and I said, your word is your word. And so our words are meant to edify people, to bring them up. It is meant to for correction. And it is about whenever you say that you're going to do something, you do it. You show up whenever you say that you're going to show up. And that's why it's so important to make our schedules the way that we want to. And quit saying yes to everything, say no to some things. And that way, whenever things show up on your calendar, you're excited to go. You don't sign up on things for Friday without looking at your schedule. So make sure that you are showing up for whatever you said that you were going to show up. Gentleness. Speaking truth without stabbing someone with it. And so that is something that I think that we all have to learn, is how to do what is hard and have hard conversations with gentleness and with love. Because if you beat somebody with the Bible, is that really Christ-like? Do some people need hard correction? Absolutely. Am I one of those girls? Absolutely. Did I need hard correction? Yep, sure did. Did I need someone to speak the truth to me? Yep, sure did. Did I need someone to maybe hit me over the head with the Bible? Yeah, I did, because I was really in a different way of life. And so know your surroundings. Know what that person needs in the moment that they need it. Self-control. Not texting back that pretty comment whenever you say, you know, and then you clap back even harder. Not texting back, not posting the comment, not doing what your flesh says to do, and just you just go crush them with your words. And let me tell you, and no, it's self-control. You have fruit. You have that fruit. And so, come on, that's what it means to look like your dad. Not with just a cross necklace, but with a cross-bearing lifestyle. It, not just church on Sunday, but in traffic, in your group chat, at your job, on social media, and in your home. It's about integrity. It's about honor. And so here's the deal. Fruit doesn't grow because a tree is stressed. It grows because a tree is healthy. You don't produce spiritual fruit by trying harder. You produce it by staying connected. And so John 15:5 says, I am the vine and you are my branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. So if you're not seeing the fruit, it's not a performance problem. It's a connection problem. If I'm impatient, I don't need more hustle. I need more Jesus. If I'm struggling to love, I don't need to pretend. I need to abide. I am not constantly reacting in anger. I don't need more self-help books. I need more of the Spirit. We don't need to represent God. We carry Him. His Spirit is in us. And the more we lean into that, the truth, the more our lives will show it. And so acting like your Heavenly Father, not the world. And so let's go here for a minute. This culture is loud. It tells you to be selfish, do what makes you happy, cut off everyone who annoys you, post that mean comment, win an argument, post the perfect image, never show weakness. But your Father says, serve, love, forgive, be humble, be holy, and trust me. So you make the choice every single day. I'm going to act like the world or my Father. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind to have metanoia. That's the daily international intentional decision to think higher, to live higher, not because you're better, but because you're set apart. Okay, so let's pause for a grace break. And so you're not going to get this perfect. I don't know anyone else does. But here's the beauty in God's DNA. It doesn't change based on your performance. You don't lose your sonship if whenever you mess up. You don't stop being God's daughter whenever you struggle. He doesn't unadopt you. And so Hebrews 12:6 says, the Lord's disciples, the ones that he loves, God corrects us, not to shame us, but to shape us. So whenever you slip up, run to him. Don't run from him. Ask him, Father, Teach me how to act more like you. Show me how to love like you. Help me walk like your children do today. That's growth happening. It's not about perfection, but from connection to correction. And so what's in you will come out of you. And so let me take a close by asking you this again. What is in you? If you said yes to Jesus, then the Spirit is in you. His love is in you. His power is in you. And guess what that means? You're not weak. You're strong in Christ. You've not forgotten. You're chosen. You're not average. You're royal. You're not lost. You're led. You're not like them. You're like him. So walk like it, talk like it, live like it, and let your words, your choices, your worth ethic, your attitude, and your love reflect your Heavenly Father's DNA. Because whenever the world asks, who do you think you are? You can say, I'm a child of God, and I take after my dad. In today's episode of Fostering Faith, I hope it stirs something up in you to share it, to text it to a friend, to post it, give it to somebody that who is lost, that maybe doesn't even know Christ. Because here on Fostering Faith, we want to be fishers of men and not watchers of the aquarium. We want to grow the kingdom. And so if you know Christ, that's great. But who in your life does not know Christ? And so let's remind the world of who our Father is and what it means to live like his kids. And so until next time, I would love to pray for you. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for yesterday. Thank you that we are rooted in you, that we stay joyful, that we act like our Heavenly Father is watching, because he is, because you're proud of us. Thank you for knitting us together. Thank you that you have made us in your image. Thank you for every speckle on my face. Thank you for my hair. Thank you for my eyes. Thank you that you are changing the hearts of the people that are listening to this. Thank you that you are planting seeds. Thank you that you are uncallousing their hearts. Thank you that we are kingdom builders. Thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And so until next time, stay rooted, stay joyful. Act like your Father is watching, because he is, and he is proud of you. We love you. Have an amazing week.